This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 30th. I'm Paul Plack. Japan Airlines, which laid off 16,000 workers earlier this year in a bankruptcy process, says it will be forced to furlough another 80 pilots, 60 flight attendants, and 30 other personnel effective tomorrow. The company had hoped for 200 takers on its early retirement offer, but only 30 volunteers came forth. The NTSB has released details confirming another report of icing causing control issues in at least two of Cessna's popular 560XL biz jets. This is the second documented report and occurred when the crew of a Birmingham-bound Cessna experienced rudder control binding and discovered ice in the tail cone, control cables, and pulleys following an uneventful landing. Embry-Riddle University has quietly pulled out of plans to maintain a campus at Naval Air Station Brunswick in Maine, which is closing and being redeveloped for civilian use. The school had announced 2 years ago it would remain in the area following the closure. Zephyr, Kinetic's solar-powered UAV, has officially been awarded 3 world records, including one for the longest flight ever by an airplane, 2 weeks, and one for altitude higher than any current surveillance airplane in its class. A pilot who had posted videos on YouTube showing what he called lapses in security for ground crews at San Francisco International Airport has gone public, saying his only intent was to point out disparities in how flight crews and ground crews are screened. Chris Liu was previously known only as the Patriot Pilot. And ANN is asking your help in choosing the outgoing year's best aircraft, best associated products and accessories, and best values. We're also looking for your help to compile ANN's annual Heroes and Heartbreakers list. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, new EAA President Rod Hightower talks about what he feels we need to do to get the pilot population growing again. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.